Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. On today's program, we're joined by Dave Garcia, president of the Knoxville Library Board, to talk about a presentation that was made to the Marion County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday. So, Dave, the Library Board made a request at the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning. Can you tell us about your request?
Sure, yeah. We requested an amount of $25,000 from the county to go towards the library project.
And the library project was just approved by the voters, right?
Yeah, in November, the voters passed a $2.5 million bond to show their support for the library project. So we're taking that from the citizens, and we're moving forward with it. We're looking for additional funding from the county, from grants, we're going to start a fundraising campaign here very shortly. So we're going all the way now on securing the rest of the money. The project is approximately a $4.5 million project. So right now we have that $2.5 million, and we're just trying to secure the rest of the money as soon as we can.
Okay, and the library expansion is needed. Why? Can you explain that?
Oh, man. It's obviously needed. I mean, you see the turnout from the voters that voted for the bond issue. But, our library is half the size of the libraries in its peer class. And we also have a third more circulation than our libraries in our peer. If you come to the library, come after school when all the school kids are there trying to get use of the Wi-Fi or trying to use some of the programs, come during the summer, during summer reading program, where you can't even find a seat during some of the wonderful programs they offer. So you'll definitely see that there's a need for, new technology. There's a huge need for space and just more room for more books. One of the things I'm most excited about of our future library is the community room, which right now our community room is upstairs. It shares with the story time room, with the craft room. It's also a storage room. So we're going to have a designated community room that could be sectioned off into different sections, so multiple meetings could be happening. Also, it could be used during off hours of the library. There'll be a separate entrance, so people can use it whenever they need it. So,
okay, and why are you going to the county supervisors for their support, and why that number?
We asked the county for $25,000, and the reason we find this is a reasonable commitment from them is, the project is a $4.5 million project, and the fact that 21% of over 8,100 patrons come from outside city limits, and they reside in Marion County. We also are asking for this amount because we are applying for a Vision Iowa grant. The grant requires a buy-in from the community members, the city, and the county. And with that big bond that passed, that covers our city commitment. Also, we've been getting many donations from Knoxville residents. So that covers the community members. But we've yet to ask or receive any commitment from the county. So that's why we went today to ask for that.
Are you optimistic that the project will be funded?
Oh, yeah, we are very optimistic. We've met with the Vision Iowa grant director, and she says we're doing all the right things so far. And we meet every other week with our building committee, and we're working with and currently we're doing a feasibility study to show us how much money we can raise. Yeah, I am very confident that this project's going to happen.
Thanks again to Dave Garcia for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIA, KRLS.com.